Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And once again, we are coming at you live from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. We're actually coming at you from our farmer's market. We are having a good time. We're learning about local and seasonal foods, but we're also learning a little bit here on Agnet West Radio. And my recipe for you today is an incredible recipe. It is one of my favorite sauces to make, and I think it's one of our favorite sauces to eat. And this is called a Espanol sauce, also known as a demi-glaze, comes from an Espanol sauce, but here is the basics for Espanol. What we're going to need first is equal parts celery and carrot. So let's go ahead and do, let's do 2 ounces of celery, 2 ounces of carrot, cut down to the exact same size. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take some onion, and we're going to do 4 ounces of onion because the ratio is always 2 to 1 onion to celery and carrot when you're making a traditional mirepoix, which is a perfect mixture for all sauces and soups that we use traditionally. Now, with this mirepoix mixture that goes inside, we're going to put this in with some really, really hot oil. I prefer using olive oil because olive oil tends to burn a lot faster, and I like to do this because we want to get these veggies nice and burnt. We do not want these vegetables to be clear. I want them dark, almost to the point to where it looks like they're burning, but they're really not. We want to get some major caramelization on here because as we're caramelizing this and we're cooking everything together, next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add in a tablespoon of garlic. I'm also going to add in 2 tablespoons of shallots. Now, you're probably asking, Chef, you got onions in there. Why do you need shallots? Trust me, those shallots have a nice sweet flavor, and they're so, so good. And it's good for this sauce that we're making. So once we do that, I'm going to go ahead and add in 3.5 tablespoons of butter. And then I will add in 3.5 tablespoons of flour. Mixing that all together, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add in some beef stock. And once the beef stock or beef broth is in there, I'm going to go ahead and turn my heat up to high. Once it comes to high, I'm going to stir everything around really, really well. It has to be done well to make sure that we incorporate that flour and that butter thickening mixture throughout this whole wonderful dish. Once that mixture has been complete, my next step is a very simple one. We're going to go ahead and I am going to put the heat on low to medium just till we have a nice high simmer, and the thickening process will begin. Finish with an extra little cup of cream and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.